Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
I'm excited today. I'm fired up. Packers get a win. Snow is blowing around. I got a couple of people that were emailing me a little bit earlier saying, stop talking about Christmas. I know, right? I get it. It feels like it. Like there's this, you know, a lot of radio stations and some of the holiday channels have already popped up on the satellite music systems. You know, you're hearing it in the malls already. I was walking through Home Depot because we're doing a lot of remodeling at the house right now, trying to get ready for the holidays. So you walk through Home Depot, the whole front of Home Depot is Christmas trees. We were over at Menards. They got a whole winter village built with Christmas trees at Menards. Stein's is already advertising all their Christmas. So Christmas is here, and we haven't even, you know, had a turducken. We haven't ripped the legs off anything yet. And it's insane, but it is what it is. So I guess with the weather, we're kind of thinking more in the Christmas spirit, so to speak. But that being said, it is a Monday. It is a blustery Monday, and I'm getting ready, and I'm hunkering down tonight. I can't wait. I'm looking forward to this Monday night game, maybe making a little food tonight. I think pork chops might be on the fare this evening. I'm going to do that. You know what I may even do? I may even do a Facebook Live while I do it. But that being said, I think that's going to be the fare tonight as I sit down to watch this contest. This portion of the program, speaking of great fare, I got to say thanks to our program director, our director of network operations, Mitch Rosen. Drives up in this garbage today from Chicago, and one of the favorite things in the world for us inside this studio is Cousin Subs, and I've made no bones about it. Walks in with a pepperoni melt, extra mayo, extra cheese, and a thing of the cheese curds. Oh, my goodness. I had to go change pants in between the commercial break, which was fantastic. I always keep an extra pair handy just in case of moments like this, but it was that good. It is fantastic, and we love having Cousins along for the ride. They are the official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network, and they've been catering for a long time, and they also have delivery at select locations, so make sure you get a hold of Cousin Subs. Go to cousinsubs.com, but oh, we love Mitch like a third cousin now. It's fantastic. Let's bring in Paul Emig, shall we?
The latest news and analysis on your green and gold? Well, we better call Paul.
Green and gold analyst Paul Emig is brought to you by Sprinkler Fitters Local 183, protecting life and property in Wisconsin since 1906. For career opportunities, go to sprinklerfitters183.org.
Paul Emig, our green and gold analyst, joining us on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Paul, how are you doing today?
Bill, I'm doing okay, man. How are you?
I am good. We'll ask you the question we've been asking all day. What did you take away from last night's victory with the Green Bay Packers and the Carolina Panthers?
I don't know if you know this, if you saw my Twitter or not. I actually was amidst the snow globe. I was in the stands with my wife. We got to go for the first time in like 12 years together. So that was cold and fun and interesting to be amidst the Lambeau Field faithful. So that was, you know, an experience I haven't had for the past decade or so. But
so let me ask you this. Two things. One, did the wife enjoy herself?
Yeah, she did. I was probably complaining about the cold more than she was. I've wimped out a lot, Bill. I've gotten wimpy over the years.
We are press box wusses.
I know. It's terrible.
Right? Yeah. And then the second thing is, did you leave the youngsters, the new young ones at home?
They had father-in-law with them.
Okay.
Today, and so we got to have... you know, the day to enjoy and to drink hot chocolate, and that was much needed at halftime. But, no, it was a really cool experience. I mean, it was, you know, you look at the pictures I took and some of the videos I took and just seeing it all snow globe-y like that.
Mm-hmm.
And, Canyon. I don't think I've been to a snow game at Lambeau Field since I was 6, 7, 8 years old, and I didn't expect, you know, that an early to mid-November game would have had that experience. That's for sure.
Right.
But it was really cool, and it was a different perspective to obviously see a game, to hear a game. We were in the third row behind the Packers bench, so you could literally hear the offensive linemen talking when they came to the sideline. You know, you're kind of by a lot of player family and friends and things like that in that section. So it was cool. I mean, so I want to talk about the game, obviously, but I just wanted to note that, and it kind of gave me a different perspective for the first time in a long time.
Well, then do this, because we'll get into the game aspect of it, but what was it like getting, because you and I, we've all been in the press box where it's very antiseptic, it's very quiet. It's church-like at times. You're just up there writing and you know, kind of going through the notes and watching with binoculars. So what was it like listening to, I don't want to say strategy, so to speak, but what was it like listening to the enthusiasm, each guy talking to the others? What was that experience like right behind the bench?
Yeah, very unique. And you could actually see it a couple times. There was a moment, and I'm glad you asked the question because it reminded me of a moment. The Packers had the ball coming out of a timeout right around like the 40, 45-yard line, which is right where the seats were. And it was after a turnover. I'm trying to remember the exact circumstance because I haven't had a chance to go back and watch the TV copy. It's on my DVR at home. And LaFleur was excited. And, oh, it was after the forced fumble. Mm-hmm. And LaFleur was like excitedly trying to call the play into Rodgers. And, you know, they're getting in the huddle, but it's a TV timeout. Rodgers steps out of the huddle, motions to LaFleur, like motioning his hands down, like, slow down, you're too excited. I can't hear you if you talk that quickly. Then LaFleur, I'm like, you know, these guys are just a few feet in front of me. You see him like, okay, I'm going to recompose. He called the play in. Rodgers gives him a really sarcastic, like, thumbs up, like, okay, now that's the speed that you have to, like, it was a really, you know, it was a very, you're not going to get that, you know, except for pretty much, you know, the 50 people in my vicinity that would have been able to have that experience. There were a couple times where, you know, like when Aaron Jones gets in the end zone, the conversations that he comes over and has with the offensive linemen of you know, like Aaron Jones, which, you know, if Aaron Rodgers says Aaron Jones is an MVP candidate, then I'm ready to start calling Aaron Jones an MVP candidate. After all, if we're going to call Christian McCaffrey an MVP candidate, we should probably be saying the same for Aaron Jones, who's having just an incredible year. Watching, I think, him come to those players and the conversations that he had with the starting offensive line every time he had a good run or had that touchdown. And it's not like a running back who's in it for the personal glory. I mean, it's sometimes running backs are, you know, they celebrate by themselves. They kind of pad their stats and all these other things. And I thought it was really cool to be, you know, a few feet away from hearing Aaron Jones and the way that he gave the credit to these guys. And because everyone's going to be talking about Aaron Jones today, not everyone's going to be talking about Elgton Jenkins and Billy Turner and Corey Lindsley for providing the push up the middle. But one guy who didn't forget that in the moment was Aaron Jones. And I thought that was another interesting telling thing. And then I will just say, as like an anecdote to the whole thing, it is definitely true. All the stories you hear about, sit down, I can't see, sit down. And then the person's like, why don't you stand up? It happened like all over the place. Like,
really?
It's a real problem. It's an issue, man. It really is, and I hated seeing it. I hated hearing it. I wasn't involved in it, but the section just to our left, you know, it was just the second row standing up because the first row standing up. So then the third row yells to those two rows, and then they're like, "But I want to stand," and they're like, "Sit down." It's not a great like environment to kind of go all this back and forth nonsense.
Yeah, it's funny. I saw yesterday a friend of mine instant messaged me on Facebook and said, "Watch this." And I'm not going to post it because he took it privately and I don't have his permission to use it. But it was basically a group of Packers fans that were standing and cheering for the defense. And they're turning around going, come on, get loud, get loud, get loud. And it was two old people, and I want to say past their 60s, screaming at the top of their lungs for these guys to sit down and shut up, and called security. And security was going to arrest the guys that were cheering for the defense. They said, if you do not sit down, we are going to escort you out of the building and you will be arrested. And it's all on film.
Oh, my God.
And, again, it's not mine, so I can't use it. But it was, he said, Bill, it's like this all the time. And they have a section down in the corner of the end zone. So if you sit in that corner and you saw that incident go down yesterday, you know exactly what it is I'm talking about. But he said it's like that all the time. There is a lot of people that are legacy people or that are, you know, heritage people that have tickets that have been going for years that do not want to really get into the game. They just want to see the game.
Yep.
And it's a very tough balance when you are a fan that wants to go and wants to cheer and wants to stand up and get excited for those around you who just don't. And that's tough. I don't know how else to put it. That's really tough.
And your story, I mean, that just is just garbage to hear about that. That's really unfortunate. I will say for every, you know, one person who was, you know, sit down, there was 50 people, at least in my vicinity, who were very loud, standing, you know, every time they should, quote unquote, should stand. And I don't know, Bill, I was at, from the people who were around us who are at every game in this area, it sounded like even for them, because, of course, I'm not used to that experience in a long time, that this was a particularly loud game. I don't know if you've heard that from callers who maybe have come in.
It's gotten louder at Lambeau Field this season. It really has.
And I think just maybe because it was just so cold. I mean, it was cold, Bill.
Yeah.
metal bleachers, and it was cold. But it was like, especially in that fourth quarter and at different moments, it was like, you know, blistering your ears level of loud. And not just because of the people like directly to you. Because, of course, if the person's next to you loud, of course your ears going to hurt. But just like the general vibe was a very lively crowd. And then again, I mean, there's just like the outlier, unfortunate situations like of what we refer to as stand up, sit down. But I seem like a louder Lambeau than what I remembered from, you know, my younger years.
Paul, real quick before I let you go, game wise, I'd said, look, if there's one thing that I want to see fixed, it would probably be defensively over the middle. That's been kind of the Achilles heel, the soft spot. Is there anything else that you would look at and say, they need to fix this too, coming out of the unofficial second half of their season?
Yeah, I definitely agree with what you're saying. It's usually those tight ends, you know, you start to see like Greg Olsen free up, you know, in the same way that you saw Darren Waller get free. And I think it's one, and Greg Olsen is, I mean, a really good tight end. I haven't looked at his numbers to see whether or not he's, you know, is he Hall of Fame, Bill? Like, is he like close? Greg Olsen?
Yeah, I would. I'd say he's probably right in there.
I haven't like done the research. It kind of feels like for as long as he's been there, for as good as he's been, I wouldn't doubt if he's at least in the conversation. You know, and Darren Waller's a really good tight end for Oakland, and of course they saw Travis Kelce with Kansas City, who's arguably the top tight end in football currently. These are not bad tight ends, but it's become a continual problem, I think, for the Packers to defend these tight ends. And you know, a lot of people talk about the running game and the running defense. And I think the thing to just remember, the thing I have to remind myself in the moment watching these games, is defensive coordinators have to pick a poison. Of course, you want to stop everything. And hey, the San Francisco 49ers, who I'm excited to see play tonight, you know, they have shown at different times this year that their defense is so good, they sometimes can stop everything. Most NFL defenses cannot, no matter how good they are. And Mike Pettine has a very clear philosophy that he is going to prefer, if he can, to give up a little bit on the ground as long as the drives aren't these extended drives and you have to be able to force the turnovers and all of these things. So there's things to clean up, but, you know, Christian McCaffrey, for as amazing as he is and as good as he can be, I think when you look at it, all you say, like, the main defensive thing to clean up, or maybe even the main thing to clean up as a team, I think, is what you talked about, which is the middle of the field in terms of the passing game, stopping running backs from catching out the backfield, stopping, more importantly, I think, tight ends from wrecking the game for you.
Mm-hmm.
And then I think offensively, it's kind of nitpicky because they've been quite good offensively, I think, as a whole. My comment would just be they still have to figure out, I think, this mix of Davante Adams and how much to feature him versus, you know, just kind of go to what worked when they went 4-0 in Davante Adams' absence. And that's the thing that will continue to evolve. And, Bill, maybe a conversation for another day because I know we're running tight on time, is the Packers' number two wide receiver. I put up a poll last night. Davante Adams is the number one wide receiver. And no, you can't say Aaron Jones, he's a running back. No, you can't say Jimmy Graham, he's a tight end. Is their second best wide receiver right now Allen Lazard?
Yeah. He's probably, in my opinion, he would be the second most trusted. That's his other go-to guy because he specifically went over and asked for him. I think Geronimo Allison could eventually develop into that, but Marquez Valdes-Scantling is kind of the one-trick pony downfield.
Yep.
And then, you know, over the middle or deep or wherever he happens to go with the football, he trusts Allen Lazard, if not to go up and make a catch, but at least to break it up and not allow it to be picked off. And there's an art to that. And then Geronimo Allison, I think, falls you know, somewhere in between. So, Paul,
I'll just go
ahead.
Sorry, I know you want to wrap up, but, like, I put up a poll late last night that asked that same question, and Alan Lazard, out of like 1,000 votes, has like 85%, which is great because good for that guy and good for the offense. But this was a guy who wasn't even on the active roster a month ago, and now we're saying he is a Super Bowl contending Green Bay Packers team offense, and he's the second best wide receiver. So, I mean, right. A, kudos to him, but B, boy, Mohamed Sanu or one of those other wide receivers at the deadline sure would have probably made a helpful difference.
Yeah.
But this is the group you got, and off they go to see what they can do with it.
Always good to talk to you, Paul. We'll chat again later in the week, and we'll bring that up. We'll talk about that, okay?
So, yeah, sounds good.
All right, pal, talk to you soon. There you go. Paul Emig, our Green and Gold analyst, joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Hotline. Schneider hiring drivers right now. You work hard. They treat you fair. 80-plus years. They've been getting it done. Call them 844-PRIDE or go to schneiderjobs.com. 29 cents per pound for bananas, jumbo onions, baking potatoes right now through November 21st. 5-ounce bacon rack pork fillets, just 99 cents each. Limit 5 through November 21st. That is from our friends at Quick Trip. Today only, the Karuba Gold, any size for only $1. Warm the cockles of your heart, so to speak. Stop in a Quick Trip. They got everything. They're a great place. I use it all the time. My family uses it all the time. And we love the milk, by the way. Oh, my God. The milk seems to last forever. It's not like nuclear cows or anything, but it's fantastic. That is our friends over at Quick Trip. When we come back, our good buddy Mike Clemens rode up and back with him yesterday, and it was a tedious drive back, but Mike and I shared a lot of thoughts. You're going to hear a lot of that coming up next in the Bill Michaels Show.
You're listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.